At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com. Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Welcome back to the final cast on the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network, sponsored by Dark Horse Tackle and Nico Bates. I'm your host, Brad.
I'm Matt.
Yeah, we're back, buddy. What's up?
Oh, dude, living the dream. I go out to my garage every day now and just stare at my RVR.
I did that. I've done that the last 2 days, too, which I for everybody that don't follow us, I got the P127. Matt got the RVR this weekend, so... We're both pumped.
I found something out really cool. It is the very first RVR off the line.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I was talking to... We had the Columbus Kayak Show this weekend for everybody, again, who doesn't follow us. And somebody from Bonafide was there, and we were talking about the boat and stuff, and I was like, oh, yeah, you guys got this up here really quick for the shop and blah, blah, blah. And they were like, oh, yeah, this is like... One of the first boats off the line. I was like,
well, that's dope. So
yeah, that is cool. I know they, when they did the limited edition releases a couple years ago, they had the 001, 002 on the hull ID numbers and stuff. Thought that was cool.
Oh yeah. I don't know if they do that on this one or not. I had to check, but yeah, I'm pumped. I'm going to be rigging it up. Hopefully tomorrow. I got like a half day. I got to go in to unload a truck because no one else at my work knows how to use a forklift. So I got to do that. And I love it. I think it's fun. But anyway, yeah, then I'll be home, try to figure out where I'm going to put the Garmin, which will probably be on the removable
pod.
It'll be on the pod. And, I got to see if I still have my mount for the, like, I'm looking at the Garmin box right now. I got to see if I still have my mount for the transducer so I can put it on the bottom of the pod, which I don't know, man. I'm kind of, it sucks having something so early and trying to rig it up because some people, like with the SS and series, they're like, oh yeah, I don't put a piece of starboard at all to get it out. So side imaging work. And then some people say they do.
Yeah.
So I don't know what'll do. I'll probably just end up putting it right to it and see what happens. Worst case, I can take it out and redo it.
That thing acts as a spacer. The mount you're talking about, it's like 1 7/8. Like,
oh well, then yeah, I know everyone nice says like, oh, you need to be 2 inches away. So I'm just gonna do that and call it a day.
But, yeah, that's what I did when I ran mine. So I think you'd be fine.
Oh yeah, I'm not too worried about it. But yeah, so I think this is gonna be a good show. Kind of more laid back, a little chill, which is what I really love. And this is actually. The second part of the show will be is a viewer wrote in and said they would love a show talking about this.
What's his name again on Instagram?
I'll tell you right now because that's what I was going to put it in the description.
Got to give him a shout out.
Oh, definitely have to give him a shout out. I mean, this dude, and he's been having great ideas. We're actually hopefully going to have him on the show a little bit later in the year to talk about some stuff. But his name is Thomas Polanski. When you listen to this, don't be getting all mad at me because I can't pronounce your last name. I'm sorry. The dude catches tank smallies up in old Canada. And he was the runner-up prize winner to our giveaway, which I suck because I got a new job when I was supposed to start shipping all this stuff, and I've had zero time. So, Tom, I promise. I'm sending it to you. I promise. We've talked about it like 8 times, and you keep saying you understand, but I just say, no, I feel like crap. So I'm putting a couple of little extras in your box. But his name is River Smalley Son. We'll have it linked below. Everyone go give him a follow.
River Smalley's on. I think on is for Ontario.
Oh, well, River Smalley on.
I think he's from Ontario.
Yeah. Yeah. He's Canadian. He's from Ontario.
Okay.
But the dude catches tank smallmouth. Like, here's a 19 and a half.
Yep. I was just looking at that one.
Yep. So definitely go give him a follow. We'll have it linked below. The dude's a G, and he had this great idea for a show, which we'll get to in the second part. But the first part of the show, we have the Dark Horse Tackle Box reviews for this
month. Oh, so. Yeah. We got not one, two of them that we got to go through. This is going to be fun.
Oh, God. So we have the Weekender box, and then we both got a show box. I got the cool red box, which is dope. Yeah, Brad didn't because he's a scrub. So,
Zach, he came by the booth holding this box, and he walked by me. He just, you know, put it right in my chest like that. He's like, "There you go, man." I'm like, "Dude, I was gonna come buy one of those." He's like, "You don't have to. We got you."
I'm yeah.
Like, heck yeah, dude. Sweet.
Yeah, I mean, great people. Not only do we enjoy their product and think it's an awesome product, but they're just great people overall. So,
yeah, I'm pumped. Zach and Josh, we love you guys. You guys are cool. So,
all right,
let's get this started. You probably got first? Way different colors than I do. We probably got the same thing, but we got different colors, I'm guessing.
I think we got the same thing, but different colors. So, let's go. I'll go first because I love this thing. I think it's awesome. This is from Yout Custom Lures. This is the LXL Shad. So this comes in at $13, and I think the colors on this are fantastic.
Yeah, like, that's
this is gonna tear up.
That's probably one of the coolest color crankbaits that I've gotten in one of these. Which, what kind of crankbait is this? It looks different.
I'm not sure. Like, I've never it's a shallow diver, I can tell you that, because it's got a cup lip that angles up. So I don't think it's gonna go deep, like super deep. But the body on it, I just feel like is perfect. Like, it's the perfect size. It looks like just a bait fish that's got away from the school. I love this thing. I'm excited. I'm actually getting ready to tie it on tomorrow and do some work and see if I can get something anytime after work.
Yeah, mine's like a bluegill pattern. Is that what yours is?
No, mine is, well. No, mine's more of a shad pattern.
Okay. Oh, okay. So I've got
More of a shad pattern, which is dope. I wish this light for everyone at home who's watching on YouTube wasn't like brighter than the sun.
Yours so should work in the river though, so that's cool.
I'm gonna turn it down. So everyone who can't see me, you don't want to see me anyway. So there's a little bit better.
Yeah, that looks good.
Yeah, sick. So we got that bad boy. Which, like I said, that's $13. So I'm gonna have a running total. So 13 for that one. Okay, next. You go next. You pick one.
Jerkbait, just because it looks sick. It's called the Active Catch. Active Catch Jerkbait. And it has the weight transfer inside of it. Mine is white with a yellow belly, like yellow-orange belly. Can't really see it just because the lighting sucks, yeah. But yeah. I can't wait to throw this. It kind of looks like, I don't know what blank is that. What do you think?
It's a Vision 110.
Okay, it just didn't have that little flare at the end kind of deal. But
yeah, it's, I'm digging this. Let me see yours. Let me see the lip. The lip, because it's a plus one, so that's why it doesn't have that flare. But yeah, the name is the Active Catch 110 Jerkbait. It's a Vision 110 blank. Mine is white with a orange belly.
Yeah, same one as mine. Oh, no, it's different.
Yep. So it's kind of speckled on the side.
Oh, that's sick.
Thing looks sick. So I love bone jerk baits. I think they're amazing. And this little color on the bottom just looks awesome. This is definitely a like catch the angler instead of the fish, because the bone will catch the fish. But the orange speckle stuff, I mean, this dude at Active Catch who does these, it's a beautiful paint job. You can tell it's been sealed properly. There's nothing on the bill. Super sticky, high quality hooks and a really nice O-ring at the front. So I'm pumped by that. And what do you know? It's already 9 minutes and 27 seconds in the show, and I just got hooked.
So yeah. There we go.
it's already all happened. All right. I'll pick the next one. This is a company that I've grown to love from the Dark Horse Tackle Boxes, Blue Rock. And this is the Blue Rock Custom Ned Minnow. We'll be having them on the show here shortly. A little bit of scent in there. The Ned, like catching smallmouth. So this is the Ned Minnow. This is the Ned Minnow. So it kind of looks like, it reminds me of the missile
quiver.
Yeah, the quiver, except the tail is more of like your standard paddle. So you could definitely put this on a ball head and swim it if you wanted to. You can put it on a Ned rig. That's going to sit straight up. I actually put this on a Ned rig and put it in the bathtub, and the thing just sits straight up. Sits right there. And that tail, I was just tapping the water, and that tail is just doing literally that, and it just keeps doing that. It doesn't stop with every little type of thing. So you're in the river and current's just hitting it. This is just going to be doing this nonstop.
Yep. So I got the same ones. They're white with black speckles.
Oh, those are cool. I like those.
Yeah. I like the white ones in the river or anything. Well, it's like translucent white, but I like white stuff for smallmouth. So that's going to be.
So those are $5.99 or $5.49, excuse me. And Brad,
made in America too.
100% made in America. And like I said, we're going to have them here on the show here shortly, which is going to be awesome. Brad, remind all the viewers at home how much the Weekender box actually goes for every month for the subscription.
Oh, dude, I can't remember. Put me on the spot.
I did. Put you on the spot and you failed.
I think I want to say it's 30.
It's $29.99 is from what I remember. And I'm verifying it for myself because the joy of Boom Boom Brain is I have an excuse. You don't. So the Weekend Warrior box is $30 flat. So far we've gone through 3 baits, 2 dope hard plastics and some Blue Rock. And we have 3 baits left and we're already at $29.50. So you're already there. And this is the regular retail of these baits. So you're paying $30 and 3 baits have paid for it.
Yeah.
So let's, Brad, pick the next one.
I'm going to go with these unique ones. I haven't even opened them yet, so I can't even take them out of the package. But, oh, dude, it's just weird. Like, I don't know if I'll throw these or not, just being honest. But it's these J-Bros lures.
Yes, I haven't even opened them yet either, and I'm going to do it right
now. They look unique. So, like, they have little appendages on the end, and on the end of each appendage, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 appendages, it looks like. And each appendage has a little ball on the end of them. So I'm guessing those just wiggle, you know, kind of like if you want to swim it, I'm guessing. Or if you put it on a jig.
And for everyone at home, just know Brad really loves balls on the end of things. So
appendages.
I can tell you now, I know why it was sealed the way it was, because these are so garlicky. You do not need any type of scent. Oh my gosh, they smell like an Italian restaurant.
I love garlic scented stuff. So
this is what it looks like. It is super unique, just like Brad said. I mean, it has a ton of appendages. This is going to give you a ton of movement. I can see using this as a jig trailer. I can see using it by itself on a Ned rig, sticking straight up. Now I got it dropped on my laptop, so it's going to smell like.
Oh, dude.
I mean, it's
want some Fazoli's.
I tell you what, dude, it smells like a Fazoli's breadstick that's been marinating in the bottom of the pan all day, and you finally get it, and you take a bite of it, and you're a little overwhelmed, but you go back for another bite.
Yes.
Oh, that's what the fish are going to do.
That's awesome, dude.
All right. So I'll go with... I'll go with the Bitters. So we got the Bitters Little Swimmer. And those baits that we just talked about, the Jester, was $6.95. So here's the Bitters Little Swimmers. Standard paddle tail, great color on it. It's that kind of black to white fade with the black speck in it. And you can see with the light, it really wants to change a lot of colors, but also look translucent.
The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com. Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Big old cupped paddle tail in the end. This thing's going to swim like a dream.
Throw in the back of a swim bait or back of a swim jig, throw it by itself on a EWG, throw it on a Ned so it sits straight up. You got a ton of options there, but that's the naked underspin. Swimmer in underspin is really where it's at. Yeah. You got a cool color too.
These are unique because the body's really fat, like throughout the whole thing until you get to the very end of the tail. But yeah, mine is white and it has some orange on the top and some black flake. So it's more orange than anything, but it's white on the bottom. I don't know. Looks pretty cool.
I mean, I like them. I'm going to definitely use them. I mean, it's perfect for that. So that's what I got. That's what we got in our boxes. I don't know. Do you have an extra one, Brad?
No, that was it for the Weekend Warrior. Okay.
Yep. So that's it for the Weekend Warrior. So like I said, it comes in $30 a month for baits. You saw what baits you got. Those regular retail, if you were to buy it from all these companies, comes in at $42.43. That doesn't account for tax. That doesn't account for shipping. That doesn't account for anything. So for $30 a month, you're saving $15 to $20 and you're getting a ton of baits and you get them every month.
Yeah. So you're basically getting like two packages of baits in that box for free.
100%. You're getting them for free. They're not like we've talked about before we get into this next box. We've talked about it all the time. We talk about them. They're not crap lures. They're not sample packs where you're getting two or three. They're not shadow companies, which the other big box subscription box retailers have been caught doing, where they're using shadow companies to make baits that the company doesn't exist. It's just some dude in his basement piping out the same mold of the same bait that you can buy everywhere, and you're getting two of them. These are legit baits that you're getting full packs that you can use. I mean, this, the amount of stuff you're getting in there, minus snags for the hard baits, because we've all lost lures, especially us who fish on the river. About half my tackle box gets donated a year. But those plastics, I mean, you're getting, I think the lowest amount was the Big Dipper, and I think there was like 8 or 9 of them in there.
Yeah. So you're getting a ton. It's interesting, too, because like I've sent Josh some profile URLs to bait companies. I was like, these you should look into these guys, putting them in your box. And he'll look through them and everything. He'll come back and he'll be like, oh yeah, that'd be awesome. Or I've had him be like, that's not really what we're looking for. He's white labeling those baits that he's selling. So he wants 100% custom made lures, and that's what they put in these boxes. So I know that for a fact, just because of everything that we've talked to him through. So,
yeah, I mean, we've really broke down. I mean, a lot of you guys know, especially me, I'm way more vocal about it, and I probably shouldn't be, because I'm probably going to get yelled at by it eventually. But if I don't like a company, I'll say their name. I don't care. And I'll tell you why I don't like them. I've done it many times. And that's just how it goes. Cause honestly, I want everyone who listens, because I was a listener at one point to where I'd used a bait on a show I'm listening to, and they're like, it's the best bait ever. And I'm like, it's not, it sucks. It's poo poo ka-choo-choo. Like it's just dumb. So if I don't like something, I'm just going to tell you, hey, stupid. And that's just how it goes. It's life. That's how people get better. But yeah, so everything.
Well, heck, I just did it in this box right here. It's just like the gesture's weird. It's just weird.
It's a weird lure, and like I'm definitely gonna try it, because a lot of times the weird lures get bit because no one else throws them.
Yeah,
it's gotta have a ton of action, but it is something. It reminds me of a JDM lure. It really does. Like it comes from Japan. they're modeling it after the aliens that live in the Japanese woods, and that's just how it goes.
I don't know. I'll keep them. Though 100% if I'll throw them or not.
Yeah, just but that's honest. Just. I mean, well, everyone has their own style. But I'm always down to try new stuff. Believe me, I've got new stuff that's been sitting down here that needs to get moved into. Plus a lot of old stuff that I don't know where it's at. It's great. Okay, next one.
So if you weren't at the Columbus Fishing Expo, which I know a lot of these listeners here don't even know what that is, and you didn't go by the Dark Horse Tackle Box or Tackle Booth and get this limited edition box they had for the expo, you missed out, because I think this is the best box that I've gotten so far.
It is loaded. Oh my gosh. All right. You start first.
Which one am I most excited for?
I know what you're most excited for.
Yeah, I'm going to pull it out because this guy, it's one of my favorite lures to throw. So I'm going to go with the Martin spinnerbait here. It's a white skirt and it has some gray and some black strands in it. And a gold blade and a silver blade, willow blades. So you got the same one?
I did, but that's okay because it's like the best color you can get, in my opinion, other than like maybe pure black.
Yeah, it's just sweet. Like Martin's is known for making quality custom spinner baits. So I'm just like, I saw that. I was like, oh, that's awesome, dude. That's going to get some use.
Oh, it's going to get some use. It's going to get some biting too. I mean, this thing's going to get hammered. And the joy of that color pattern is you can use that color pattern with those two blade choices, the silver willow and the gold willow. You can use that anywhere in the country, no matter what you're fishing for. Smallmouth, largemouth, spots, peacocks. Well, peacocks and smallmouth will eat like everything, but you can use that anywhere you go. You're going to catch fish on this.
Yeah.
So that's such a cool spinnerbait. It is. And like you said, Martin's, they're known in the industry as some of the best spinnerbaits you can buy.
Is it me or... Like the way that they put their logo on the blades just make you feel good. Like
it makes it feel like it's a super high quality product. And what's really cool about it, because people see that and they're like, oh, that's probably a $15 spinnerbait. Because I buy Megabass spinnerbaits and those are $14.99.
Yeah.
It's $9.99. So it's less expensive than your super high quality spinnerbaits. And you're getting something that is super high quality. I can't even open the package. It's so high quality. I usually keep these packages too.
Like when I reuse spinner baits, but I won't be able to do that with that one.
Yeah, it's a good way to store them. I mean, you could. You just use some tape. But yeah. All right. So next. Give me a second. I got my father texting me.
Blowing up my cell phone.
I forgot to do it. And I'm on the show. Say hi. He's going to say I'm a loser son or something. I guarantee it. But okay. I want to go into this. This is the Bass Reaper Bait Company crankbait. And it's mostly because I didn't even know they made crankbaits.
I didn't either. They made the chunks that they put in the March box, I think. So
yeah, like I knew they made plastics, but I didn't know they made crankbaits. And let me tell you, this is a 2.5 square bill, and that color is money.
What color is that?
That's like it's a lime color with like a orange and yellow bottom with a big, like the big orange red speck right up top.
Okay. Yeah. You're big on that like red spot too, aren't you?
I am. I'm huge on the red spot because it's been proven scientifically. I'm going to talk like a nerd for a second. It's been proven scientifically the reason why bluegills and, or not bluegills, but sunfish and stuff get hammered in waterways more than any other bait fish is because they have that red spot, because smallmouth, largemouth, peacocks, every predator fish will see it and they'll narrow down on that. That's why when you throw stuff with a red spot, they bite the head 9 times out of 10. They'll hit it from the front or the bottom, like toward the front, because they're narrowing in on that red dot.
Yeah. And I don't know what hooks they put on these, but man, they are sticky sharp.
Dude, I put it back in the package because I'm not trying to get stuck again. And I got stuck at the show when I pulled it out. Like it's money.
Here's the one I got. It's like a sexy shed.
I love that chartreuse pattern. Shot. That's
yeah, I do too.
Awesome.
It has a orange belly. So sexy shed with an orange belly. It looks cool. But like you said, I didn't know they made crankbaits. I thought they just made plastics.
I didn't either, and I'm a huge fan of them. So this is sick. I'm pumped.
I was throwing their chunk on the Jigmasters football jig last year when we were at Del Hollow.
Getting hammered. Yep. I watched it happen.
Yeah. So yeah. they make good products. I'm happy with that.
Oh yeah.
Oh, let's see. The next one. This is interesting. Like, I'm gonna preface this by saying I've never even caught a fish on a frog. And I know that's like a sin, because every time I tell people that, they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, dude, I've never thrown one. So we got the toad thumper, dude. And this thing is sick. Like, the body's a little like firm. Do you notice that?
It is firm, but most frogs will be firm. So all you have to do, and this is a tip for everyone out there, when you get a new frog, take your new frog, put it in boiling water for 20 to 40 seconds and let it soften up, and then let it dry out, and it'll be a lot more supple, to where when they bite it, they're really exposing those hooks. But you just got to boil it. But it's not so firm to where you have to do that. And the hooks aren't like overly pinched forward. They've got little crevices they can sit down in right there, and you can kind of see it. Like, it's stupid light. You see it right there. And they sit down in that crevice, so they're really protected. Now, granted, it's a topwater bait, but sometimes you're throwing this underneath trees and through grass and crap. So it's awesome. The mouth is super cupped, and we talked about this on the Dark Horse show, and then I watched some videos of it. This thing gets hammered, and it does not let fish go. These hooks, these are probably one of the stickiest frog hooks I've ever touched. They're sharp.
Yeah, I was going to say, these are just as sticky as the last crankbait ones.
They want to grab onto you. I mean, they're nice. So I'm a big fan.
Would you take your pliers and like bend those upward still?
So a lot of people don't. I typically do, which is probably why you asked me, because you know I do. I probably still would, and that's more of a confidence thing for me. And that's because back in the day, I used a lot of low quality frogs, to where the hooks were either trash or they came super bent forward to keep them weedless. I'm throwing it on top of the water. Like, if I'm getting stuck on something, I've either thrown it in the stupidest spot, I made a bad cast, or something's happened. So I'll flick them up just a little bit, just take my pliers and just crank it just enough to get it straightened out to where they'll have a little flat or a little bit more upward angle. So they're not having to really get a full bite on it. I can really, if they misstrike it and I set the hook real hard, I can kind of just get that hook in there, and then they'll force their way down the rest of the plastic to get a good hook set. So
I'm pumped for that one, though. Like I said, I've never caught a fish on a frog, so I want to go to the pond, quotation marks, and I want to throw that. I want to go there specifically just to throw that all day.
I think it'll get bit, and I also think it actually, since we're going to Dale Hall a little bit later this year, I don't think it would be a bad option to throw down there, because the rain should be there, the water should be up a little bit. Yeah. So we actually should be throwing through a lot more timber, where fish are going to be sitting there in ambush positions. So I think this, you know, don't promise me. And the joy of us going to Dale Hollow when they're doing the Paddle and Fin Dale Hollow tournament, which everyone out there, Paddle and Fin is hosting the Dale Hollow tournament again, the annual Dale Hollow tournament, April 22nd and 23rd. Check-in is April 20th at Eastport Marina on the farm. Tourney X has all the information. If you just search that, you'll find it, as well as our website and Facebook page. So definitely check it out. Brian, don't yell at us, because we keep forgetting to tell people.
I know.
I keep
forgetting too, so whatever.
But it's a little bit later this year, and the joy of us is we go down and we just fish and enjoy the time. We don't have to worry about everyone who tournament fishes. No, if you go out there, you're going to be stressed out the whole time. And I just want to go fish. So I'm probably going to throw this a little bit just to see if I luck out, especially if the water's up. I'm going to throw a frog, because we're later in the year. Spawn should be kicking off, and they should be hungry and feisty.
Yeah.
It'll also, everyone out there, my dad said hi. I'm surprised.
Hi, Phil.
He's in Florida right now, the lucky dog.
So. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Umping again?
Right. Yep, he's umping, and he actually got some really good news. That's just awesome. So, sweet. Yeah, but next I'm gonna go with the Hoot Jigs hybrid finesse jig, because I think it looked cool.
Hoot.
I've used a couple of their jigs before. They're good jigs. I'm a fan of them. And this is the hybrid finesse jig. So it has marabou hair, which is awesome, as well as a finesse skirt on, I'd say, maybe a 1/0 hook, with a weed guard that I haven't trimmed down yet. I will always trim my weed guards, just how it is.
Yeah.
But right there, and it's almost got like a little a finesse skipping head on it. So you could really skip this into places you want to put something small. With this marabou hair, which comes down to right here,
So pretty far off the actual bait right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. You can, once that gets wet, it's got a really streamlined, so it gives you a little bit bigger body if you're wanting to throw it in some deeper water or bounce it up some rocks or stuff like that. So
I got the best color ever in my box.
You really
black did. Black and blue, baby.
Yeah. Black and blue is the undisputed best color of jig on earth.
Man, these are cool. Like this ain't the first one I've gotten from the Hoots jigs. Mm-hmm. So every time I see it, I'm like, that hair just looks cool.
It does. And I don't throw enough marabou hair jigs. I've never really thrown a lot. It's just like throwing a regular jig, but the actual action and everything's a lot different. So
I've never actually seen a hybrid like that, though.
I haven't either. Not that's just, it's either just marabou or just jig skirt. I've never seen a hybrid built in.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm excited to try it.
Me too. I have the other one in my river box already. So I've thrown the Bitsy Bug and stuff. This is pretty much like a Bitsy Bug, but with marabou hair.
Yep.
So it's pretty cool. All right. Jigmaster sledheads, man. There's nothing more we got to say. These things are awesome.
Best swim bait sledhead, or best swim bait jig head you could ever buy.
Yeah, I love them with my Big Joshies, which I haven't really put any other swim bait on them, but I'm sure the next product in this box would be awesome on this thing. So,
which is what I'm rigging up right now. So if you want to talk about it, I'll,
I knew you were doing that. But yep. Yeah, these Jigmasters sled heads, they have a corkscrew on them. You screw on, like I said, for instance, Big Joshies. They make your baits last so much longer than just a regular ball-headed jig. And I'm sure I've caught over 10 fish on that setup alone without it ripping, which is crazy because everybody who knows about Big Joshies around here know that they're soft baits, but that's what makes them great. So when you put this thing on it, more durable where the hook goes through the front of it, it doesn't tear, and it's incredible. I have to give a shout out to Ryan Dahl and Andrew Hayes for that one. I saw them posting about it. I'm like, holy crap, I'm trying that. And I'm glad I did.
Yeah, I'm glad that you told me to get them too, because it's saved plastics for sure. All right, yeah, so the next one,
grubs on it too.
You can put whatever you want on it, and I kind of screwed the setup of this up a little bit, but that's okay. There we go. I fixed it, kind of. So it's the Naked Swimmer again from Bitters. Again, I just talked about it, and this is it on the sled head. As I hit my mic, and probably somebody just got feedback. So this is it on the sled head. Corkscrews right on there. I got the black and blue in this box, and that's not coming off. Like, it's on there. Like, it's not going to come off at all.
Oh, so. Yeah. I'm going to put, you know what? This would be a good idea. Putting the freaking Jester on there.
Oh, yeah, you could for sure. Yeah, do it.
I can't spin it. Thanks, so slippery.
Yeah.
Grief, it's freaking oily. Woo.
Gosh. I just had to almost rip the head just to get that off, to unspin it and get it off there. So
there we go. That's with the Jester.
Yeah, dude, I feel like that'll get bit. I would say swim it and bounce it off the bottom.
Yeah, I guarantee it will. That's kind of cool, actually. Yeah. I might throw that.
Brad's going to become the Jester advocate for everyone out there.
Probably.
But yeah, this box was chock full of just straight heaters. So if you weren't at the Columbus Expo, you missed out. But you really didn't miss out, because if you go to darkhorsetackle.com, they have some of the Columbus Show boxes still on there. So you can jump on there, pick them up, and you're getting way more than what you'll actually spend in the box.
Zach caught it the basic box, because everything that you need to catch a fish is in this box. So it's the basics. That's what he said. So
100%, 100%.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations, and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
I don't know. I'm to the point where I'm getting so much stuff now, and I'm like getting overwhelmed because I want to throw it all.
Yeah. So I remember Brad at Tech. He came down, and he, I mean, everyone out there, me and Brad have known each other for 20 years now, 20 plus, and yeah, it's 20 plus. Oh God, we're getting old. But 25, anyway, yeah, at minimum, at the least, because I've known you since I was like three. So what, 28 years. He came down. He looked at all my tackle stuff when I got out of the Marine Corps and everything, and he was like, dude, you have so much stuff. I just want to get so much stuff. I was like, yeah, you do, until you want to throw everything and you don't know what to throw.
Yeah.
Like it gets a little overwhelming just looking at all the crap I have. It's been a process to kind of narrow down what I'm throwing.
Yeah. So. Which that brings me to my next point. We're going to be doing giveaways with some of these boxes every now and then. So not this month, but I'm sure we will next month or something like that. So keep listening. We'll let you guys know what you got to do to win them.
Yep. We'll be doing giveaways with Dark Horse. Nico's going to be doing giveaways throughout the year. So definitely keep listening. We'll be doing giveaways, and then we'll have little giveaways here and there about different stuff. So pumped to do that. But yeah, so let's get into the second part of the show. Again, this is all thanks to Tom from Instagram, which we're going to have his Instagram handle posted, but he messaged me and he was wanting to talk about some mid-range combos. So we've talked about super expensive combos, talked about a bunch of different stuff. So I thought it was a great idea because mid-range, you know, the $200 to $400 for your whole combo, rod and reel together, $200 to $400 right in there. It's kind of your step up because you can go out to Cabela's Field and Stream. Well, Field and Stream's not a thing anymore. Cabela's Public Lands, I think is what it's called now. Bass Pro, Walmart, and pick up combos that are $80, $110. And we all know how those are.
Ugly stick carbon.
Ugly stick. Well, the carbons actually aren't a terrible rod.
It's just heavy, man.
It's a tanky rod, but it's an ugly stick. I mean, it's designed to get run over by a truck, beat your old lady with, and then go fish with. So, I mean, it's a rod. Yeah. but there's some combos you can get for $110, and they'll, if you fish once or twice a month or a couple times, you know, one or two times a week, just pond hopping, it'll work fine. But over time they'll break down. It's just how it is. So once you've been fishing for a while, you kind of want to step up, and you don't want to be like me or Brad and get $450 rods with $300 reels. And this is the only hobby we really do. I hunt occasionally now at this point, cause I fish more than I hunt, which I never thought would happen, but
yeah.
So this is a great middle ground. So we've got a couple combos with sales going on right now with the spring, some manufacturers doing discounts on stuff. So we made a couple combos. So Brad, you want to start us off or do you want me to do it?
Yeah, I can start it off. Are we going to do spinning first?
I say we do spinning first because I only made one combo for spinning. So if you have a couple, you can take that. And then I've got a couple for casting because I use casting rods more than spinning rods.
Okay. So I only got one of each.
Oh, cool. Well, I've got a ton of tabs open to share, but I've got two, I want to say two casting combos and then a spinning combo.
Okay. I'm sure I could come up with something else while we're talking, but, the first one that I was going with, which is, it's on the lower end of the mid range, but it's a Dobbins Fury rod. I don't remember what specific model it was, but man, those things, they're sensitive. They're not super sensitive, but they're also durable. Like you can put those things through abuse and it won't, like, unless you do something stupid, they won't break. So paired with the Shimano Stratic FL, which I like to go a little higher with my reels just because it feels better. It like a higher end reel makes a lower end rod feel a lot better in my opinion. I don't know why, it just does.
No, I don't disagree. I'm kind of the same way. If I'm going to have a, lower end rod, I want to put a higher end reel on it because I don't know. It just makes me feel like is it, which is kind of backwards if you really think about it, because your rod does all the feel.
Yeah.
But I mean,
maybe it's just like reels, the weight difference. I don't know.
That's what it is for me. Cause I feel like every time I put a lower end reel on a higher end rod, the weight is so thrown off. I feel awkward casting it and controlling like what I'm doing. But with a higher end reel on a lower end rod, I can still cast and put lures wherever I need to put them and not get fatigued throughout the day.
Yeah. So,
but yeah,
that combo that I picked, the Dobbins Fury and the Shimano Stratic FL, I picked solely because the durability of that combo. Like I said, the rod's real durable. The reel sealed drag or sealed bearings, which is big for me because river fishing, you're going to dunk it in the water. Mm-hmm. Wading in the kayak, sitting on the deck of the kayak, you're going to get grit in it and everything. So durability wins it for me right there.
Oh, I mean, for sure. And you kind of said it, especially guys who are pond hopping, stuff like that. You're going to lay your rods on the ground. You're going to get dirt, sand, water. It's going to happen. So, I mean, it's definitely something to think about. For me, for spinning, I went a little bit higher end on the rod, and not necessarily lower end, but it's a reel that everyone is saying is higher end. Right. So for the price. So I'm using the, if I can make my computer do what it needs to do and do it when I tell it to do it. The Shimano Marival for the reel, which you can get between 129 and 139. So that saves you some money there. It's essentially the same body as the older Stratics, things like that. It's got the X drive.
CI4.
Yes. Yeah. It's a CI4 body. So it's super lightweight, gives you a little bit increased sensitivity, which it says all that. I mean, everyone who's known anything and used a CI4 body, you know, you're getting a lot more feel out of that line through the reel itself. So that's another reason why I picked it. And that CI4 body is super strong. So durability is definitely there. And at the price point, $130, you can definitely get in it. I personally haven't used it yet, but I've got a couple buddies who've used it and they said they have no problem switching that in and out with an older Stratic without even a thought.
Huh.
And you're seeing used Stratics are going for every bit of $150 to $175. So you're still saving money on top of this, getting a reel that all hands are, is a win. Shimano really came out in a price point in an area that doesn't get a whole lot of love and made a banger. So big fan of that.
That's surprising to me. Like not many reels in that price range. Like they're either $99 or like a $175.
Yeah, it just jumps. Like the $120 to $140, like this is, it doesn't, there's nothing really there. And if they are there, they're usually, in all honesty, all the ones I've used that are $120 to $130, you can just buy a $100 one and get the same reel.
Yeah.
Like there's no real difference. They're all about the same weight as a cheaper entry level reels. So this comes in at, I think it's maybe a quarter of an ounce heavier than a older Stratic. Now the FL is a little bit lighter. That's the newest version of the Stratic, but it's a little bit heavier than that. So you're still getting a super light reel with the CI4 body. It's a win all day, especially at $139.
I want to try one, man.
I do too. And especially since I have multiple people who have told me it's amazing. I really want to try one just to see, you know, I hate using my expensive stuff when I'm just pond hopping, because I just throw my rods when I'm pond hopping because I just want to fish. Like I see a spot and I'm like, ah, rods, and I throw them on the ground and I start fishing. So I wouldn't feel as bad if like something happens to this, but I mean, I can tell you I've thrown my CI4 bodies everywhere and they've worked great still, so it's a win. And then for the rod I picked was a again, I want to show it just because a lot of people haven't even heard of it or used it, but it's the Dobbins Caden cast, or that's a casting rod. I'm an idiot. There, does it say there? Is that the spinning rod? Yeah, there we go. Nope, still on casting rod. Cool. Let me do this. It's the Caden, it's still the Caden series. I have that for both the casting and the spinning. But it's the Dobbins Caden spinning rod, and it comes in at 180, so a little bit up to the middle end, the creeping onto high end rods. I've used these, I don't dislike Dobbins at all. It's a super sensitive rod for $180. It definitely competes with your higher end, like your $180 to $220 Shimano's, your St. Croix, which says a lot when a rod can compete with a St. Croix all day long.
Yeah.
super sensitive. It's a tough rod. You're not really going to have to worry about breaking it. And a lot of guys, especially coming into this, are really starting to like the split grips. I'm more traditional. I like your standard full grips. I wish my Douglas came with a full grip. It doesn't, so I have to compensate. But I like a full grip cork. But a lot of guys who are getting into fishing, and some of your guys are changing to this split grip and love it. They have no issues with it. They love the feel. And I'm a big fan of your hook keeper, which is right down here. It's an enclosed hook keeper with a little bit of a gap, which a lot of spinning rods you don't see. They have the keeper all the way down here, and it's just a closed loop. This is great for drop shots. It's great for, you know, not tearing your plastic on a Texas rig, for a lot of different aspects and how they've designed it. So, and it has your smaller guides that are on there, large guide at the front, but still it's smaller than standard. And then it goes into micros all the way up. So you're getting better castability and casting distance. So the Caden rod at 180 is a fantastic option for you.
It seems like Dobbins overall is like the best bang for your buck. You know what I mean?
It really is. Like, I think in the price points between 100 and 220 bucks, like there's other rods upwards of 200 that you can get the same price range that are good rods. The old Avid X's were that price range, the new Victories, which I've thrown them a little bit. I they're good rods. I was impressed by, you know, what they did. They're a little bit better than the Avid X and the Avid X price range, since they don't make those anymore. But Dobbins seems to, and that they seem to own that price range. They really do. There's not a whole lot of rods on the market that I would take over a Dobbins at that range. The only ones I can really compare it to are the Shimano LRSs, because I've used those a lot, just like I use the Caden. Very close in sensitivity, very close in durability, but it's a little bit more at 199. You can save a buck by going to the Cadens and still get a good rod.
So. Yeah. No, that's interesting. You mentioned the hook keepers on those rods too. I think that's where a lot of rod manufacturers fall short, because most of their rod keepers suck.
They really do. Which hopefully we're going to have another company on the show. Yep. I'll give a little prequel. It's called Finman.
So cool, dude.
This at the show blew me and Brad away. So I'm super pumped to have them on the show. Get a little knowledge before we have them on. Go search them. They have all their socials, which if you're watching it, I guess you can just take a picture of all those QR codes, since technology does stuff now. And go check them out. This thing is amazing. So simple, not expensive, and solves most of the problems that I've ever had with hook keepers. So
we're gonna It works well with a drop shot.
Fantastic with a drop shot.
Yeah.
Like awesome.
I don't know. I thought that was the coolest thing I saw at the expo this past weekend. So
I agree 100%. It's definitely one of the coolest things that I saw. But yeah, so you're up, Bradley.
Casting rod. All right. So everybody knows I use Douglas rods. That's going to be my rod. I'm going to be using the Douglas LRS 724F. Which is either 189 or 199. I can't remember. So complete opposite from spinning rod. It's on the higher end of that mid range. The reason I go with that is because it's high modulus graphite, super lightweight rod, very durable, and still very sensitive. So you're getting like the best of both worlds there. Which,
oh yeah, I mean, there's rods out there that are more sensitive, but you're cutting down on durability a ton to get that super sensitive blank, to where if you sneeze wrong on the tip, it's just going to break. Those LRS rods. Like,
it's like the X-Matrix in the LRS. The difference there, like that X-Matrix is a little bit more fragile, but it's super sensitive.
The most sensitive rod I've ever used, but you're sacrificing durability for that.
So. Yeah. So I still love the LRS rods, and I use them for my moving baits more than anything. I'll use the X Matrix rod for finesse stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, what I'm pairing with that is the Shimano Corrado K, which is like Matt said before we started the show. It's a staple, man. That reel has been put through the test of time. It's durable. It's smooth. It's not necessarily as light as other reels, but it's like a workhorse reel. That's kind of what you want for something like that.
Oh yeah. I mean, I cannot talk well enough, and everyone knows I'm a Shimano fanboy, but you'll talk to Daiwa guys that will say the Shimano Corrado K was one of the best reels ever made.
And it is. Now, are there other reels out there that are better? Yeah, they're more expensive for that price point. There is nothing, and I'll say this till I die, there is nothing better than the Shimano Corrado K at that price point.
What is it, 189 or something?
It fluctuates between 189 to 2 something. I can actually pull it up real quick. Wouldn't take
which I go for the 151. So I like all my reels to be small.
Yeah, and I mean with the like they have the new Corrado 70K. It's an MGL reel that comes at 249. So you can go up a little bit better, more, and you can find out the joys of MGL, which Brad found out this last season.
I did actually get to hold one of those Corrado K 70s.
Mm-hmm.
That thing is stupid small. It feels incredible. I was like, I want one of these now. This is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's the 70 is fantastic. And that's more of a JDM thing where they're using those smaller reels. A lot of Americans, we don't use a lot of 70s. It's all 150s or 151s or 200s.
Yeah.
So they're starting to hit the market. People are starting to really like them. Because people realize we're not all Kevin Van Dam. Congratulations on retirement, old man. You did a great job for 33 years.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
And we can't chuck crankbaits 2.5 quarter miles like he can. Most people are casting within 25 to 40 yards tops. So you don't need a 151 all the time. There's no point. Most of my reels now are at 70s. They're not. I've got a couple Corrado MG. I have a Corrado K that's a 200, but that has its own job and it's never failed me. I barely oil the thing and just keeps working. It's like an old Honda Civic. But most of my other rods or reels are all 70s, unless it's a swim bait reel or a specific purpose. My jig reel is a 50. I mean, I'm pitching and flipping a jig. I'm not casting it. I don't need a whole lot of length. I'm literally casting it 20 yards and I have 40 yards backer that I can fight fish on. What if you're
fishing deep?
I've got a different reel that fishes deep. It's 150 Corrado K. It's 150 Corrado K. That's older than dirt. It's like one of the first ones that came out. Yeah. And that's the only time I use that. But other than that, man, it's really gone to 70s. That's what I'm using. I've got 270 MGL Corrado Ks, and they work fantastic, and I love them. So
that's cool. Yeah, that's a great reel. So
yeah. So for me, I wanted to do the Corrado K and the LRS, but Brad took it because he's a scrub. So I went to another combo, and it's a little bit more on the reel side. So it's 209. This is the Corrado 150 MGL. Relatively new. It's that 150 size everyone loves. It's a little bit above that 200 price range, but it's just there. And you can find these hit sale. When I bought mine, it was on sale for 180. Like, you can find sales. They run them all the time on Tackle Warehouse, on Hookup Tackle, all of them. They run sales on them. Fantastic reel. Comes in every speed you can imagine. 6.5s all the way up to, or 6.2s all the way up to 8.1s. You'll find the speeds you really want, unless you're looking for a 5. They don't make it in a 5, but you know, no one uses that anymore anyway. So,
well, isn't my Scorpion a 5.8 or something weird?
Your Scorpion is, yeah.
Or 5.2.
It's a 5.4, I believe. Which your 5 series, and this is debated, everyone uses them for different reasons. The only time I ever used a 5 was if I was deep cranking. Other than that, 5 never got used. Just because I needed to get that crankbait down 15, 20 foot. So I slow rolled it all the way in, and I hate doing that. I still have one. It's still on a rod. It doesn't get used very often because I'm tired of my arm just being dead after 4 casts. So, and you're cutting through a lot of water. But this MGL has the MGL spool on it. It's super late, super light. I mean, it's the lightest Corrado they've ever made. It casts like a bomb. You put anything on there, it's going to throw it out there. You're going to really hit whatever you're looking for. And then I have that paired, like I said earlier, with the Dobbins Caden casting rod. I can't say enough. The Caden's right there kind of with the LRS. It's a little bit not as sensitive, but it's so close, it's hard to beat. And it's at that price point of 179 to 189. And the one that I would go with if it was me buying just a rod would be the 7.1 medium heavy, the 7.13. It's a fast tip. 1/4 to 3/4 ounce. You're throwing most of the stuff you need to. Yep. And it's 7'1", which is that perfect size, in my opinion.
Yeah, we should have hit that a little bit more. Because that type of rod right there is a do-it-all kind of rod. And for it like is. Spinning, it's the same thing. You got like your 7-foot medium fast. It's like a do-it-all rod. So,
yep, it's a do-it-all rod. And that's why I picked it for this. Just like the Corrado 150 MGL, it's a do-everything reel. You get that in 6.2 or even a 7.4. There's not a technique out there that you cannot throw.
Yeah.
Other than, I mean, the rod, the up to 3/4, you're not throwing big. You're not throwing a tiny clash on that rod, but you know, you're throwing all your crankbaits. You can throw jerk baits on it all day long. You can throw jigs. You can throw weedless Texas rigs. You can throw weighted Texas rigs. You can throw flukes. You can throw a jig. I already said that. You could throw you could throw everything on it. Nothing's not going to come in it. If you want to throw a Tokyo rig, throw a Tokyo rig. It'll work. And same thing with the medium fast spinning rod. You can throw little baby swim baits, Ned rigs on a medium fast. Everyone likes to say, if you don't have a medium light, you're not going to catch fish on a Ned rig. I'll tell you, I broke a medium light and I threw a Ned rig on a medium heavy cat spinning rod. I don't even know I had that. Threw it on there and it works fine. So you can use that. You sacrifice certain things and a medium will do everything.
Heck, our buddy Justin, he throws Ned rigs on his medium, I think, and he prefers it. So
he prefers it because it has a little bit more weight. He can set the hook a little bit more. He's still getting good sensitivity. And it all just depends on buying a good rod. And the thing I will leave with everyone is when you're buying rods and reels and you've never used them, either try to figure out a way to use it first. And if you can't, believe me, not everyone, like if I want to try a new reel and in my space where I'm at now, I don't know anybody who has them 9 times out of 10 because I'm ordering a Japanese reel. So the internet is your friend in this case. Look at reviews on YouTube from people who are actually buying it, not consumer reviews where they're getting paid for their review.
Yeah, and those consumer reviews are stupid anyway, because you'll see a couple good ones, and then you'll see like 5 bad ones.
Yeah, and the bad ones make no sense, and the good ones sometimes make no sense. So YouTube is your friend. Type in the reel you want. There'll be 47 bajillion videos. Go up there and scroll quality, the higher the quality, 9 times out of 10, the better the video, and find a guy who's used it, has a full breakdown on it, and tells you everything good and bad. Because these people will tell you this reel is good for this and it sucks for this, or this reel is good for that and it sucks for that, or this reel is really good, or this reel really sucks. Just how it goes. So definitely do your diligence before you drop $200 on a reel.
If I had a YouTube, man, I would do that kind of stuff. Like, just share my opinions on rods and reels. What I like, so everyone, what I don't like.
Everyone out there, I need you, if you're listening still at this point, an hour in, you need to message Brad on his Instagram until he block you to start a YouTube and to do reviews. Just do it. Make him hate his life. Because I think he should do it, because there's a lot of stuff. Brad is one of the most intelligent people when it comes to reviews, because he thinks about stuff no one else thinks about. He literally sent me, so I've had a P127 for a year, and he sent me something about where to put a fish finder, and I was like, I never even thought about doing that. That's a perfect like I never even first, it never even hit my head.
Yeah, that was the first spot, like it just popped up to me. I was like, that'd be a good spot for it.
Yeah, and I never even thought about it. Now I'm butthurt, but definitely bug him to death about doing something. We are going to try that now. That's our reviews on that. If you have any questions about anything, feel free. Shoot us messages. Ask us. We both have had extensive experience with a lot of the stuff on the market, whether we've owned it or not. We know people who bought it and used it, or talked to people who have. So shoot us at questions about certain stuff. We can answer them for you. But I will say, this year, me and Brad have been talking. We're going to try to do some more video content for everyone out there. So you can hit our Instagrams, Facebooks, and it'll be on Paddle and Fin probably too, with some of the stuff. Just rigging tips and stuff like that. So keep an eye on that. Hopefully we actually do it, because we talked about doing that last year too, and we took the GoPro out like one day and I didn't even turn it on. So
I know. I don't even have anything to record with other than my phone. So,
well, the joy of iPhones is they're insane now. So I mean,
true,
the cameras are fantastic. But yeah, Brad, you got anything closing?
Go subscribe to Dark Horse Tackle, guys.
Definitely subscribe to Dark Horse Tackle. It'll be the best purchase you ever make.
Well, I don't know about that. There's some pretty cool reels.
There are really cool. How about this? It'll be the best purchase you make that is like a gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
Every month you're getting heat. Heat.
Yep. There hasn't been a box I haven't liked yet. So
Yeah, I don't think there's really been a bait I haven't liked. There's some baits I might not use, but they look fine. And I've given stuff away to people that have used them and loved them. So you're not going to be disappointed at all.
Yep.
But yeah, that's all I've got.
Same here.
Everything. Yeah, that's everything for this week. If you're still listening, I appreciate you listening through. If you have any questions, feel free, hit us up. But thanks for stopping by for another episode of The Final Cast with Matt and Brad.
Have a good one.
That was creepy.